The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, that after the Churban, the rabbis instituted that if you see the Beis HaMikdash B'Churbano, you rip Kriya, you see the Yushalayim B'Churbano, you rip Kriya, the Old City, and Ari Yehuda B'Churbano, you rip Kriya. So regarding Ari Yehuda, what's the definition of B'Churbano? Is it, if let's say, if there's Jewish control over, is it enough that Jews are living in Ari Yehuda? It has to have Jewish control. So why would, what's the issue with Ari Yehuda? Because Ari Yehuda, one of Yehuda is Malchus. And it's also, it's the place near for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Magen Avraham seems to say, and the Poskim, that by the Ari Yehuda, it depends on Jewish control. So therefore, after the Six-Day War, 1967, we no longer rip Kriya over Ari Yehuda. Pre-67, you rip Kriya. Post-67, no. And regarding the Beis HaMikdash, all agree, even if it's under Jewish control, but the Beis HaMikdash is Bechurbano, it's physically not built, so therefore you rip Kriya. So that's the standard minhag. The minhag is you rip Kriya at the Kotel when you see the Beis HaMikdash Bechurbano, and when we see the Ari Yehuda, since it's under Jewish control, we no longer rip Kriya. The debate among the poskim is, what about Yushalayim B'Churbano? Because Yushalayim has unique status. On one hand, it's the political capital for the Eretz Israel, for the Jewish government, and it's also its proximity to the Beis HaMikdash. It gets this Kedushas HaMikdash. That's what we know in benching, that we have the two aspects in the third bracha, that David moved from Hebron to Yerushalayim, and out the din of political capital, it has a certain status when David moved there. And as well, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, it has this, so there's two Kedushas, the two aspects of why Yerushalayim is special, political capital, and its proximity to the Kedushas HaMikdash. So, post-67 was the Shiloh, because we took back Jewish ownership over Yerushalayim. Yet, so if you assume it's because of political capital, so then we no longer rip Kriya over Yerushalayim. If you assume it's because it's proximity to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's B'Churbano, so Yerushalayim by definition is still B'Churbano. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik felt strongly about, that today we still rip Kriya over Yerushalayim because it still has a din of B'Churbano, because Yerushalayim gets its sanctity, its main sanctity, from being next to the Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina, and as long as the Beis HaMikdash is B'Churbano, Yerushalayim is B'Churbano. However, other poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein among others, they disagreed and said that regarding the laws of Kriya, post-67, we consider it halakhically significant that it's under Jewish control, and they compare it to Ari Yehuda. So is Yerushalayim compared to the Beis HaMikdash, or to Ari Yehuda? All agree Ari Yehuda, if it's under Jewish control, you no longer rip Kriya. All agree, or the consensus view is on the Beis HaMikdash today, it's B'Churbano, and therefore we rip Kriya. Their debate is regarding Yerushalayim. Rav Soloveitchik and a minority of you held that there's no halachic significance out to Kriya, and therefore we still rip Kriya because it's still considered B'Churbano. And others said, no, it's still Moshe, it's significant we have control over Yerushalayim, the political capital. So, in general, we know the Gemara, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam tells us, halacha kedivrei hameko be'aveilos. So, therefore, we know regarding a machlokas by aveilos, so we go halacha kedivrei hameko, you know, whatever that principle means. You know, besides the general laws where you could be meko on, there's a special halacha by aveilos, halacha kedivrei hameko v'aveiros. So, So some might argue, so Kriya over Yerushalayim should be, it's a machlokes. So halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus. Since it's a machlokes, number one, there's room to be aveilus. And halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus, there should be lenient. And as well as, if there is no mitzvah of Kriya, then you get into the issue of Baal Tashchis, people point out. That's another reason. It's a suffix Baal Tashchis. Aye, but some will ask back, but it's true. Halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus. But the Gemara says, aveilus luchod and kriya luchod, the two different halachas. So therefore, even if I say halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus, I don't say halacha gedivrei hameikel regarding kriya. So the Mefarshim point out, when do we say kriya luchod? We don't apply the principle halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus. That's when you know there's a definite chiyuv to do kriya. But the question you are technically speaking, in your case, you have a chiyuv. It's a suffix on a technical issue, whether you should be doing kriya, you're exempt. So then we don't apply halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus. However, if it's a suffix, whether it's a chiyuv at all, it's whether Yerushalayim, it's not that we're assuming Yerushalayim's b'charbano. And then, so we know there's a chiyuv kriya, and then you have a personal question whether you should rip kriya. But here the issue is, it's a question at all whether Yerushalayim's b'charbano. So, since it's a suffix whether Yerushalayim's b'charbano, so therefore, do we even make a regarding kriya? That seems to be the minhag ha'olam, that when you see Yerushalayim, we don't consider it b'charbano regarding kriya, and therefore most do not rip kriya on seeing Yerushalayim. Like Ari Yehuda, however, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, most when they see the Makam HaMikdash, they rip Kriya.